Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. So through her body of work, the Creative Ascension Codex, Debbie supports leaders to reclaim their sovereignty, activate their soul mission, and create businesses that serve both humanity and the new earth. So welcome to the Student Spotlight, Debbie.
Thanks for having me. So good to be here.
So Debbie, we've met in person, actually, even though you're in New Zealand. We haven't met in New Zealand yet, but we did meet in the United States. And just like, you know, meeting a Kiwi in the United States, like it brings you together instantly. But it was also beyond that. I really loved your vibe, and we vibed and we got along so well and really inspired each other straight away. And then from there, you joined the Portal as well as the Dragon Quest. And then I was just blown away. Like, first of all, you present pretty much every session. And since I've known you, you've gone through renewal of opening into your artistry. So today we're going to dive deep so people can really witness you rising and also understand a little bit what, because you are a light leader, you've been leading into this space for quite some time, but also what it can maybe look like for someone like you, someone like me, to continuously lead ourselves and continue sharing our gift with the world, even though we go through, you know, cycles behind the scene that we don't always share, you know, with the outside world. And I've witnessed you through that. And so it's a really great pleasure, because I feel that you're going to inspire a lot of people who are going to watch this, as you already do. So first, I want to introduce you properly. So Debbie is a brand ascension activator. If you haven't looked at her website or everything that she designs, she's just the best. The vibe is next level. She's indeed a visual alchemist and founder of the Creative Ascension Movement. So Debbie works at the intersection of creativity, embodiment, and leadership, guiding new art visionaries to unlock their innate creative intelligence and lead from the wisdom of the body. Please let us know a little bit more about your work, where you are at right now, and what's a little bit present for you, if you don't mind.
Oh my gosh, it's a really unusual time, actually, to be doing an interview. So I think this is probably really perfect, because I'm in like a huge rebirthing phase, very Phoenix energy at the moment, and very fire horse too, like so much breaking down and so much momentum and things manifesting so fast that my head is literally spinning. And maybe that's a little bit to do with, since I've joined your field as well, things have been shifting really fast. So where I'm at is I've been serving light leaders, stepping into their purpose, and a lot of kind of really gifted psychics and healers and people, those are my clients that I've been helping to really step into the online space. And that's been a big portion of what I've done for the last 3 years. I'm also a professional photographer, so I moved from like a wedding photography business into brand ascension is what I call it now, because it's more than just a branding shoot, it's a full kind of retreat experience. And that's been amazing. I've absolutely loved it. But just in the last, maybe even only 4 weeks, I've just felt this real call to take a big breath in, a big step back, and really look at where I'm going and the things in my business that light me up the most. And where I really, really shine is anything creative, and also in retreats. I'm really missing the in-person experience, the hands on the body, the being in space with people, the witnessing the transformation, you know, in the room with people. So I had to take the big, bold move to close down my main program and allow the other creative projects that were wanting to blossom. And you really helped me to do that. And that was so amazing because, you know, I've been in a lot of business coaching spaces in the last 3 years in terms of being supported myself. But because you're such an amazing channel, you know, I could feel this sort of death process happening. But rather than us look at like, well, double down on this, or what have you tried this strategy, and all those things that can really hold us back because we think, well, I must be doing something wrong, or what is this? Instead, just not, you know, with the amazing connection that you have to the Arcturians and your team, you were able to just, you know, help me see that it had just run its course. It was just a natural progression, and there was all these other things waiting to come. And so since letting that go, which was so much easier than I imagined, it's kind of like all these other seeds have just popped off. So like I channeled my first oracle deck in like 2 days, like just got this incredible, like was in this vortex of creativity that I just couldn't stop. Like my hands were on fire. It was just going through. And then the next bigger body of work, the Creative Ascension, I want to call it Codex, started coming through very quickly after that. Now, I will say too that a lot of this stuff activated after your amazing transmission with the praying mantis. So if anybody has, is there a replay for that? Can people still do it? Like, if I'm just telling everyone, like, you have to go and do this. That's been so powerful. So yeah, it's a real move into being in person with people, holding retreats, and also completely new, and I think this is why the praying mantis want to be mentioned, new configurations of the things that were already there, if that makes sense. So I'm a Reiki master, and for years I've been hearing like you are supposed to be kind of teaching this or holding space for this in some way, but I wasn't resonating with the old architecture of how Reiki is traditionally passed on. So I kind of created like something in the middle. I was like, well, we'll call it 5D Reiki, and we'll get together and we'll see what wants to stay and what wants to go. And that kind of was in flux for a couple of months. And then after the activation with you, again, it was, and I think a bit of the dragon work too, it just came through like, I don't know what, I don't even know how to put it into words, like this fire energy, this dragon fire energy. Or I could see like, oh, it's actually an oracle deck, and it's a group where we have no hierarchy, no certificates, no like, it's not that there's no structure there. We've kept all the bones of the essential parts of the teachings there so that all levels can come together and feed into the space. And it feels amazing. It feels very aligned. It feels very new earth. It feels very community and like a field of people helping each other. So I'm really excited for that. I think it's going to be called Limitless Energy Healers or something like this. So it's kind of like a membership where we'll just gather once a month and people come in, and we've got like a couple of other women that I've invited in as founders. So one is beautiful Lani, who was on here, I think, featured
Yay.
before. Her and I've been working together for years, and she's very, very advanced light worker. And the other one is my mum, who is an absolute ancient multidimensional soul and light worker, but she thinks she's like, what am I doing here? You know? So this kind of to me is, you know, the frequency of the spaces and the types of communities that I want to bring together now, where it's not about, you know, how many years you've been doing something or how many certificates you have, but really the frequency that you hold. So that's been a really big shift for me, and it's like letting go of all these outdated, you know, business models that we're sort of told, where it's like, these are the steps, these are the ways that you do it. So yeah, I don't know what you've done to me, Sandrine, but since I've come into your world, it's like the limitless possibilities are there, and just so much, so many old mindsets, it feels like, are falling away for these new ideas, which is what the new earth is all about, right? Is new. We don't know. We're innovating. We're making it up as we go along and finding our way forward. So I'm really excited about that, where that might go, but that's brand new. That's in creation.
I love
The
that.
retreat that we have coming up is, again, me and Lani are hosting that together in Lake Taupō. And, you know, crystalline genesis, we actually had something else that's rebirthed itself from I was about December last year, and then when I started doing the, I was introduced to your work with the, well, it was the first program I did. I've got something else in my head, which
Oh
is
yes,
something
like
I'm
the Temple
creating.
of the Ascended Masters. Was it
No,
that?
Many Lives. Temple of
Yeah,
Many
Temple of Many
Lives.
Lives with the
Temple of Many
yes, I remember
Lives.
that. Yeah.
Yes, that was incredible for me, working with you and taking those journeys to meet all those versions of self in ancient civilizations. And that was where I found all these codes. So the retreat is really bringing that back, again, particularly the Atlantean crystalline leadership codes.
Wow, I love that.
Yeah, so that's really exciting and just feels totally different to the way I've created anything before too. We literally just laid a grid, opened the field, and channeled, because that's what helping me realize is like, just ask, it's all there.
It is
Totally different
beautiful.
way of really approaching work, which feels organic and feels like, like we're just connected in with our own truth. And so a lot of what we'll be bringing through there is around that, helping people really connect to their expression right down to the level of their DNA and the body as a whole resonance chamber,
I
which
love
it
this.
is.
This is so exciting. This
Yeah,
is
so
so exciting to
many
hear.
exciting things coming
So many
through.
things are blossoming, and I love what you share about, how the old programs and timelines kind of like this disintegrated, and it was easier than you anticipated. And it's fascinating to witness you and other leaders when we are really in this field, like we are 100% devoted to our mission and to our ascension and to our planetary service, that it is so much easier than we think it is to actually lead the way, to actually rise and to open up our channel to new creative idea. It's like, letting go of the shackles of the concept or the thought that we must keep, going with what we have created before. We must keep pushing, but like the ability to let go, surrender, and stay open in high vibrational state allow us to recalibrate and bounce back much faster, and therefore connect to higher timelines. Because as you are creative, you will notice, and I know that a lot of people who are gonna watch this are gonna relate. It's like creative channels, artists. We continuously receive new downloads, new ideas, new, oh my God, I could do this, I could do that. And because of the business world that we also need to learn about to kind of like share our offerings and really live abundantly from them, it's a fine art. It's really a game to be able to, okay, so I anchor this and this is what needs to happen, but also knowing that, oh, this might be alive and present for X months or X years, and then it's okay if it goes away because something else will come. And therefore, there's not like ups and downs, as we work together. Since December, we could really feel like so many of us humans, we have a tendency to think like, oh, if I need to let go, or if something is really not working, it's like I have a down. But actually, it's not the case. It's like a suspension where it was like, oh, I take yet another deep breath and I kind of like clutter, clutter, but I stay stabilized into my frequency, into the knowing that so much is coming. And this is exactly what you have done. So it's really impressive because you and I, we can see, like with the students, clients we coach and mentor, you've been doing that for years. I've been doing that for years. It's so easy to be in and then out, and then in and then out. But you stay in, but staying in does not necessarily mean to paint the same art, to do the same thing, and to say like really chewing on to like, no, this must happen. To stay in is a devotion. It's 100% devotion, knowing that, our service recalibrates as long as we are open and we stay in, and this flexibility allows us to bounce back and then rise to the next level, which is exactly, oh my God, the amount of extraordinary project and things that you are activating, that you are creating already. It's absolutely fascinating. So I'm really so happy, to witness this because we inspire each other. Like you might be my student inside the portal, but I see you as an equal, of course, as all of us. And through this mirroring and this reflection, we help stabilize the field because we know very well that it is very important for us, for light leaders like us, to kind of like go more in the game than ever before. When we see the beautiful, crazy things happening in the world right now, it's like more than ever, it's about time to lead and to rise. And so I'm really super happy to hear about all of this, David. I cannot wait to see the Oracle deck, I have to say. Yeah, I would love to
Yes.
know if being inside the portal has helped you like transition from you're already doing it, you're already serving, and all of the transition of connecting more to your channel, connecting more to yourself, as you were mentioning, like past lives in ancient civilization, galactic blueprint. How has this inside the portal helped you to be basically more you into your art and then serve other people with so much joy and also courage and devotion because you keep going. It's amazing.
Yeah, wow, all of it has been incredible. Yeah, the Temple of Many Lives, it's still hard to put into words for me, but I think it was just there were so many pieces floating that I had uncovered, but I couldn't quite place them all together. And a lot of it, like, there was from some real deep disconnections to my creative self and my leadership self. So we found those in Egypt and Atlantis, and it was just so prof it's just like two I just see two threads coming together and going thunk. It's like that is the point there. And and since then it's sort of like everything else just seems to be flowing so much more effortlessly, and the doors that have opened too. I had the courage to say no to a couple of things, and then the doors that somebody invited me on a New Earth Leadership Summit, and then someone else said, "Why don't you bring your art to our festival in Auckland?" And I was just like, "Oh, amazing, amazing, amazing!" And yeah, so the portal, the program one has also, if we go back to what you were just saying, has been really, really helpful too. I know that. You are so incredible, and I know that once we start tapping into our multidimensionality, like, I'll sit on calls with you, and sometimes I've actually been put to sleep. Like, I'm like, when my video is not on, I'm awake, but I'm not awake. I'm in some kind of weird transitional state. Things are happening, and I just trust, and I'm like, I'm receiving whatever I need to receive, hearing the words that you're saying, but something else is going on. So it's been there's the journey has been very yeah, profoundly, physical and energetic recalibration going on at the same time as, the words, and I take a few notes here and there, but it's more just, I think, you and what you bring, and it's activating those same things in me, So suddenly, like, yeah, we might do like classes on channeling, but it's really, being in the proximity and the vortex of someone who's a master at something, your body, your higher self starts remembering. And I've just noticed how in my client sessions now, instead of shutting down the channel that's coming, I'm racing away and I'm seeing this, I'm seeing that, and I'm doing that. And it's like just giving myself that permission and that trust. So, yeah, so that's been really, really powerful. I love also the fact that you teach so much through just real life, like, it's out the gate, as all the things are that you might discuss. You teach it through such a grounded way. You're a mama, you've got kids the same age as me. So, I like the fact that that just helps it all like land with us, I think, and helps yeah, it helps it just to keep us grounded in the human experience, which, it's like we so need leaders like you that are focusing on that. And then, yeah, just the high, how do I put it? It's the frequency, really, of like, yeah, we don't need to be like digging through our trauma and all of our stuff and in order to shift. And like, I've been through probably since December, like, a really massive awakening, a dark night of the soul, all of that, but probably people around me wouldn't really have noticed that much. Like, it's just been, yeah, I think that in that frequency that we're in and that you bring, it's very high, it's very fine, and allows us to that are ready to meet you there or try to shift really, really quickly. It's been amazing. And the praying mantis, like, since that activation, they've been coming regularly. When I lie down to sleep at night, I can feel for them. They've just been working on my head the whole time, and the old mindsets and limiting beliefs that have just been falling away that I didn't realize were there. I thought I was beyond it all. That is again just coming back to a lot of that really foundational stuff, isn't it? Of like looking at the program one, where are we not at one with life? Where are we not at one with our soul mission? Where are we not at one with God? And that was just really profound. Like the shift was just, yes, this I am the mission. I am always on the mission. I'm never going to not be on the mission, regardless of what's happening in my bank account, my business, or out there. And so that allows me to relax and be at one with life. And then, all the doors start opening and the opportunities came so quickly. So, yeah, that was fascinating. I had to let go of a lot of how I thought things had to look. So I even went out into the, because I was like, I actually need to get out in the world. I need to get out in community. I need to get out and be around people. And then I was offered this position at a place I didn't even know existed, back in my old stomping ground out here in Waiuku. And it's like a, I said, I was thinking to my team, I don't want to be on my computer 24/7. I want to be standing up. I want to be walking around. I want to be in my body. I want to be out in the elements and in nature. And I don't want to be like in an office. I don't want a boss looking over my shoulder. I can't go back into any of that. And so, like, I found this very unique position that just ticks every single one of those boxes. And it's in that retreat kind of space. So I'm just like, that's
That's
amazing.
extraordinary. Yes, and it's really a testimony to the way that you choose to always go back within yourself and open up and do the work. It's like you stay active and you stay in motion, even if it's like internally. And as you say, like people outside don't really necessarily need to see that. And that's what I love about you as well, is that you've reached a stage in your leadership when you know very well that it happens within the self first. All of that happens within the self, and you hold yourself and you lean onto your family, onto your humanity, onto what's really life. And this is what you and I also, we have a lot in common. That's why we vibe, I think, and people inside the portal also are very much like that, is that we're real people. We have real life, and we want to be in life, but also fully devoted. And I love what you talk about, like practicing more. Through, like, we have dark night of the soul, but they are not as they used to be before. They are so much more higher frequency, and there's this space of like, what the fuck is happening? I'm not quite sure, but I'm gonna lead myself in my family. I'm just like, like, let's go back to basic, and then we grow from that. So it's constant grow, and we never completely burn everything down. There's just the thread that stays. And I love that you enjoy this the channeling practice inside the portal, because that's the new feature this year, right? And I think that's everyone is like their favorite thing at the moment, because we get in there and we practice channeling, and because everyone is doing this kind of work, like channel, healer, creative, or everyone inside the portal is like that. So it's really enhancing all of the sessions and everything that we are doing, as well as of course your personal life, because then I found when you can practice this channeling for yourself and see how powerful and accurate you are when you do that with other people, and it kind of like strengthen this backbone. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing it, I'm capable, I'm going to the next level. And then the channel stabilizes, and then you open up even more to your divine creation. So I'm so happy, Debbie, to hear about all of that. And please share with me, as I will post this, everything about also the Taupo retreat with you and Lani. Lani was the first one who came about a month ago in the first student spotlight. She's also New Zealand, absolutely amazing. So keep an eye on Debbie and Lani, because they are organizing a retreat in Taupo. So if you're in New Zealand, I would love to know all of the information, as well as everything that you share with me, because I really want people to get into your world. Because every time I see something that you post, that you share, there is first the visuals, the colors, the artistry, the photos. It's like it really stands out. You can see you're extraordinarily good at what you do. But then the text, the caption, the depth, everything that you share is really another level of groundedness, but also openness. And you bring this touch of magic, and it's like it's a bit galactic, but it's also earthy, it's wild, but it's also grounded. So it's really like a powerful cocktail, Debbie. So thank you so much for joining me for this student spotlight. Everyone, follow Debbie. If you're in New Zealand, I would love to know where the Taupo retreat is. I have been feeling so much, like you say, the need to gather in person. And, you know, as I organize a retreat in Ibiza, if anyone wants to join there, but also I want to join myself as a participant. Because every time I travel, and I know you do that the same too, I go there and I do great work and I facilitate an event there and I shine on a stage. It's great, but this year, this human and so many of us out there, we really have a need to simply receive in person and be totally like totally the student, not the facilitator. So especially where like you and me, we are in position of leadership when we organize retreats for others. It's also so important that we do the opposite. We just go there and we are the client and we are the student and we receive so we can pour into each other's cup. So share everything with me, Debbie, and maybe we see you in Taupo if you have this time around or another one, because Taupo is pretty magical. I'd love to go back.
Amazing.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you so much. Come join the portal.
Yes.
Come and play with us.
Yes, hang out with us. It's the best place. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, everyone, for watching. Send you lots of love. Take care and see you another time. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.